When Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, opened on Broadway in March, there were fewer musicians in the orchestra pit than union agreements normally require. The producers had won this concession over the musicians' objections. The dispute is still in arbitration, but the musicians have taken their case to the public. Jeff London has more.
Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, is a fun-loving, splashy $15 million jukebox musical filled with disco hits and lip-syncing drag queens. The show wants little more than to entertain Broadway audiences for a couple of hours, and it's been packing them in on a pretty consistent basis. So why were there 8 concerned musicians standing outside the Palace Theater handing out leaflets before the show last Thursday night?
Please support the musicians on Broadway.
Bill Roden, a retired trumpet player who worked in Broadway pit orchestras for 40 years, thinks Priscilla, Queen of the Desert represents a threat to the very livelihood of his fellow musicians.
When you go into this show, you're going to hear the sound of strings coming through the sound system, but there's not a single string player in the orchestra. It's all been pre-recorded, and we are very concerned about the live tradition of Broadway and how it is being undercut here at this show.
For the first time in Broadway history, most of the songs in a musical utilize a pre-recorded soundtrack, while 9 musicians play along with the recording. Lead producer Gary McQuinn insists this is not about cost-saving, but aesthetics. He says the creative team wanted to emulate the cheesy sound of drag clubs in Sydney, Australia, during the 1970s and 80s.
It's a very kind of particular sound, and it's a sound that's actually, if you like, synthetic. We never wanted the lush orchestral sound. We never did want that. We still don't want it.
But Tino Gagliardi, president of Musicians Local 802, doesn't buy the argument.
There is no artistic reason why they had to record a whole string section and have it play along the way it is. There's only one consideration, and that, in my opinion, is financial.
And Gagliardi isn't only concerned that the show employs half the musicians that normally play at the Palace. He thinks it undercuts a very basic aspect of what makes a Broadway musical, a live orchestra.
It's not even a labor management issue as much as it is an aesthetic one. People, wake up. This is what's happening to theater. Okay, before you know it, we're going to be another Branson, Missouri. And I'm sorry, this is the capital, the Great White Way, for crying out loud.
Weren't you the one who tried to hurt me? Goodbye.
Producer Gary McQuinn says if the arbitrator rules in the union's favor, he'll abide by the decision. But he's still not going to change the show.
If this dispute got to the point where we essentially were forced to employ musicians, strings or otherwise, we wouldn't put them in anyway. They'd have to sit there doing nothing, because that sound is terribly important to us.
And McQuinn wonders why Local 802 has brought the dispute to the public months after the show is opened and while both sides are engaged in arbitration.
It feels to me like the 802 is actually trying to preempt the proper processes that are actually laid down in those industry agreements. I mean, they're outside our theatres handing out leaflets and picketing. That's just not appropriate in my view.
But after the show on Thursday, as happy crowds poured out of the Palace Theatre, most seemed oblivious to the brouhaha. It was the third time New Yorker Steve Cordovis had seen Priscilla, Queen of the Desert.
It's amazing.
Were you aware of the musicians outside before the show tonight?
No, I wasn't.
They were protesting the fact that several of the songs are pre-recorded and the orchestra plays along. Does that bother you at all?
No, it doesn't.
Both sides expect arbitration to be decided within the next few months. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.